What if I told you that your entire life, your job, your marriage, even your friends, came down to how high you scored on a single test? For many in China, the Gaokao, or college entrance exam, is exactly that. A single academic event that could determine the course of their lives. In the quest to secure top scores, many Chinese students take extreme measures. Some turn to IV drips meant to help them concentrate while studying. Teenage girls have been known to take contraceptives to delay their periods until after the test. Others study from dusk until dawn, maximizing their study time by timing their meals and sleep to precise and often unsustainable levels. That's why social media is full of stories of students who pushed things too far and fell victim to anxiety, depression, and burnout brought on by a relentless pursuit of a near-perfect score. What is the Gaokao, and how did it get to be so hard? Gaokao is a Chinese word meaning high test that refers to the National Higher Education Entrance Examination. It's typically held in June each year, when students must spend about 10 hours taking the exam. The test covers mathematics, Chinese language, and a foreign language. Three other subjects are also tested, based on a student's education and career goals. The additional subjects are selected from physics, biology, chemistry, politics, history, and geography. The Gaokao is notoriously difficult. It's so tough that even attaining top scores throughout high school would not be enough to completely prepare for the exams. Zhang Xin is a private tutor who has been teaching high school maths for more than a decade. Some maths problems, according to Zhang, are too difficult for the vast majority of high school students. For example, take this question from the 2024 Gaokao. The answer would require a level of maths knowledge far beyond what high school students typically learn. Experts say the high difficulty level serves an important purpose.
If you are going to have only 1% of people get into the top university, then you have to have a test that is hard enough that no more than 1% of the people can get all the questions right. Because if 2% of the people got 100% of the questions right, then it wouldn't do it.
In mainland China, the Gaokao is the only thing determining whether a student can get into university. College entrance exams around the world can be roughly divided into two categories that are based on their functions, assessment exams and selective exams. Assessment exams such as the SATs in the US are technical tests that reflect students' overall academic knowledge. Selective exams, including China's Gaokao and the Sunyoung in South Korea, are designed to provide test scores used to directly select students. So, unlike in the US, where college admissions officers include SAT results as part of a larger picture of a student's academic performance, in mainland China, the Gaokao is all that is considered. Test takers are then ranked in each province, with the top scores from each province representing the best of the nation. Experts say the system makes the Gaokao harder than many college entrance exams in other countries. And for most students, the test is only getting harder. And it's not just the questions that make the Gaokao tough. it's also the competition. More than 10 million students have registered for the Gaokao every year since 2019, and the number grows annually. In 2024, of the 13.4 million students who took the test, only 40% scored high enough to get a place in university. Of the 2,820 higher education institutions in China, 115 have been designated as worthy of inclusion in Project 211, a program aimed at fostering excellence in education. Getting into one of these universities is widely considered the best path to a brighter future. But the national average acceptance rate at Project 211 schools is only around 5%. That means that in 2024, each of the top 115 universities admitted, on average, 5,800 students out of a pool of 13.4 million.
Because there's such huge numbers of people taking this test, it doesn't matter what the questions are. It's just a matter of the ratio of the number of places to the total number of participants. So the real key is the ratio, not what questions are asked. Because whatever the questions are asked, it's the same ratio.
This brutal competitiveness has created a system of high schools so strict that they are known as Gaokao factories. Among the country's most famous Gaokao factories is Hengshui High School in northern Hebei province. It's a boarding school that uses military-style management techniques. Students are monitored by CCTV cameras in every classroom, with teachers punishing them for any bad behavior, including taking a drink, lifting their heads from their books, or talking with classmates. Heng Shui mode, as it's known, has been criticized in China as being too extreme, but its focus on gruelingly long study hours has proven to be effective. Research done by Peking University in 2022 found that Chinese high school students, on average, spent 60 hours a week studying. Many parents send their children to tutoring centers. Chen Yanxi stopped attending her registered high school 6 months before the Gaokao. Instead, she went to a full-time tutor school that offered a more tailored study schedule. Now her day starts at 6:30 in the morning and ends at 10 at night. That's 15 and a half hours of schoolwork, 6 days a week.
每天打开书目，一翻，开始做题，然后做完发现，哎，还是错那么多，然后就，然后就是讲完，然后再做一套卷子，然后一刷，哎，还是错那么多，就是感觉，就会感觉，哎，这段期间感觉自己没有什么进步吧，就是很崩溃，重建回去睡觉，或者说是，发泄一下情绪吧，然后回来再接着学。 循环往复，就是我当时就觉得，哎，其实我当时觉得我是不是太脆弱了点，我是不是这个人是不是真矫情啊？后面就是自己上网也就去搜一下，就是现在高三生的一个那个什么整体的一个状态，然后发现大家其实都是这样子的，都是在濒临崩溃，然后呢又是崩溃完然后回来接着学，然后再崩溃然后再回来接着学这样子。<笑>
It's no surprise that for many students, all this pressure can cause mental issues like anxiety and depression. A report published by Shenzhen's Bureau of Education found that more than half of the students who had committed suicide in that city did so while under extreme study pressure. The pressure can begin as early as middle school. In order to get into a good high school that would help prepare the students well for Gaokao, they have to be in a good middle school.
The Gaokao is an extremely high-stake undertaking. All of these contribute to the great psychological pressure that they endure. Now, how great is the pressure? Well, research has shown that students can really get very sick. For example, having stomach aches, nausea, loss of appetite, insomnia, panic attacks, etc. Sleep deprivation and mental health challenges can be very serious.
The Gaokao is so stressful that the government has introduced policies that aim to reduce the burden on students and parents. In 2021, Beijing cracked down on the $70 billion US dollar tutoring industry. China's Ministry of Education found multiple instances of schools violating the rules by using public holidays to give students extra lessons in 2025. The findings forced some provinces to order schools to give weekends back to students. But some in the education sector say that even with government pressure, little is likely to change.
我觉得现在这个补习，这个课外补习，它演变成一种什么样的氛围？就是大家都在补，我不补，我能不能承受这个压力？还有一个就是教育平均的事儿，就是当大家都在补的情况下的话，不是说你补了以后，然后呢，你的成绩一定是比别人多好，因为你补了以后，你才能让自己的孩子，不说是赢在起跑线上，达到一个均值。
So the root cause of this enormous anxiety and stress confronting Chinese families is still in place. It has not been removed at all. So as a result, families continue to seek alternative methods to ensure that their children possess a competitive edge in the high-stake exams like Gaokao.
The Gaokao has undergone multiple revisions on the types of questions asked and the subjects being tested.But experts say competition will remain just as fierce until the nature of the Gaokao itself changes.
你这种按总分、按排名录取的基本格局不变，你要让基础教育走出这种应试化的局面，减轻学生的学业负担，基本上是不可能的。在全省范围内，你把学生从第一名到最后一名排序，那加上确实你现实中存在这种大学这种等级化，那学生他当然就觉得我要考出更高的分数进入更好的学校。在这样一个情况之下，对应的就是政府部门、教育部门也用升学率来评价学校。随之学校可能就会抓升学率，学生就要提高自己的考试分数。在这样一个背景之下，你怎么样去跟学生减负呢？甚至不但没有减负，还出现了一系列的我们很担忧的现象。比如说有的中学，他为了这个提高学生的分数，就挤占学生的休学日，包括双休都挤占，用来违规补课，而这种补课其实还得到社会舆论、家长的广泛支持。
The number of students expected to sit the 2025 Gaokao is around 13 million. At the same time, China's gloomy job market means that even going to one of the top universities is no longer a guaranteed path to the best jobs. For now, the only certain thing is that each year,The bells signaling the start of the Gaokao across the country on exam day will continue to ring.